Okay, my name is Jay Pandya. I am 16 years old. Today is June 16th, and I'm speaking with my dad, or with Rajesh Pandya, who's my dad. We are recording this interview in Westford, Massachusetts. Okay, so are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today?
Okay. Yeah. There are positive moments in my life that shaped.
Like what?
Oh, okay, you want me to give you the details?
Yeah.
So, positive moments. Let's think about it.
Or any negative as ones as well.
Yeah, positive moments are when I was in 10th grade. Well, 9th or 10th grade. And then I was always among the top 10 students in my school. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't crack the top 1, 2, 3 spots. I was always in the 10. Between 1 to 10. I was 5th, 7th. Six, always like that, consistently. So the positive moment came when I decided that it's time. And then we had our finals for 10th grade. That was a state exam, right? Entire state takes that. And I worked my tail off. And then I thought I did pretty well. And then the results came out. And then I found that I was second in my entire high school. I got the second highest. So that paved, that was very positive. Even my dad was surprised. Oh, this guy's that good.
Mm-hmm. Tata.
Yeah. So I think that shaped my career. I knew that I could do whatever I want to if I just put in work and spent right amount of time on that.
Okay. Let's see. Okay.
Are you recording it or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Oh, I feel grateful for many things in my life. First of all, the family that I have, my parents, the way they raised me in humble background, and then the lessons that I learned from my grandparents, from my uncles, aunts, family, being very close-knit family. And then I got married to my wonderful wife. It was very loving, caring, and takes care of everything. And then, obviously, my beautiful kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Though they're talented, but lazy. And hopefully they will also have that bulb glow one day, and they'll realize, oh, it's time to step up and work hard, because life rewards you when you work hard and you're focused on your goal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? Oh. Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that that person taught you?
Oh, the biggest influencer in my life was my uncle.
Who? Which, call?
His name is Purna Parikh.
Okay.
He's one of the entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley. And when I was probably 10 years or 12 years old, you know, he would visit India. He used to live in the US. He would visit India and he would ask me, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I would tell him, oh, I want to be engineer like you. And then he would ask me, oh, what kind of engineer? And I would tell him, oh, electrical engineer, because he was also electrical engineer. And then he would tell me, hey, electrical is old stuff. Now it's all electronics. So you want to be electronics engineer, because that's the time when computers, laptops, cameras all started to come out. And then a few years later, again, when he came back to India, he told me, oh, what do you want to be? I told him, oh, electronics engineer. He said, no, that's old stuff. Now, computer science is a hot thing. So focus on computer science, work hard at it, learn as much as you can, be like a sponge and soak up everything that you can.
Mm-hmm.
And so he set a clear path for me, saying that's where you should focus on. Become an engineer and then you'll have many, many options in your life. And he always motivated me. He always told me to look forward, not get bogged down with disappointments. And he's my role model in my life. I've always followed him. And he's a very positive person.
Okay. Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
I think one of the most difficult memories was in 1991 or 92. So I was in my second year of computer science engineering, right? And 2 weeks before my final exams, my grandpa passed away, my dada.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very sad moment for me. I was very closely attached to him. And he was sick for a month. Once he got bedridden, he never woke up. Meaning he got brain fever and, you know, went into a coma. And never came back out of that. So that was very difficult for me because I was so attached to him. And then the worst part was my finals were about to start in 1 month. So I was so impacted by that I didn't really focus on the finals. And I did badly in my second year of engineering. So that was one of the most difficult moments of my life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you have a favorite memory of me?
Of you?
Yeah.
Oh, the favorite memory of you. Let's see. Not much because you haven't achieved
anything. It can be me being born.
No, yeah. Well, the favorite memory of you is when you were 4 or 5 years old. You always, there was only one toy you wanted. There was only one favorite toy. If you had a ball, that would be it. That's it. That was your favorite toy. And as soon as you would have a ball, you would start looking for baskets and stuff. You got a small hoop, and all day you would just take the ball and just would put the ball in the hoop. Take the ball, put it in the hoop.
Mm-hmm.
Then you would watch NBA games with me, and you'd see people dunking. And then you would run and then just put the ball in there. So that was when I knew that you'll fall in love with the sport of basketball. So that's one of the favorite memories.
Okay. What is one of your greatest accomplishments in your life?
Greatest accomplishments? So one of the great accomplishments was when I came to US, and my brother also slowly followed me after a few years, and then he got into a big immigration issue.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh.
He got into an issue where he went to India to get his visa renewed, and his visa was denied.
Mm-hmm.
And he got stuck there for almost 18 months. He couldn't come back to the US.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the time I really put my blood, my soul, and my heart into it and tried to bring him back. Because once he went back, he didn't like it there, and he really wanted to come back and stuff. So then I did everything in my power to bring him back.
Like what? What could you do?
Oh, I went and found him a job.
Okay.
Once I found him a job, that company said, okay, we will do his immigration. So they sponsored him for immigration. I got all the paperwork done for him, knowing that his visa was denied earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then made sure that his case was solid and no way he would get a visa denial. And then we prepared a good case for him, gave him all the paperwork that we thought will be needed, and prepared him for the visa interview. And then he went and he got his visa, and then he came back.
I see.
Yeah, that was a very challenging part of my life.
Okay. This is kind of like in the future, like, how would you like to be remembered?
Well, I would like to be remembered as a good human being, a good son, a good family member. Who wouldn't want to be loved by their family, right?
Yeah.
Meaning extended family. So,
you want like Purnada.
Yeah, like everyone. I mean, you want to do good things in the world and be remembered as a good person.
Mm-hmm.
So that is how you want to be remembered. You want to be remembered, or you want to be cherished by anybody who you had association with, right? Friends,
yeah.
Family, kids, spouse, in-laws, co-workers, colleagues, anybody that you interacted with. They should have a good opinion of you. That's when you can say your life is accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously work hard and be successful at whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because this is like StoryCorps, it can last for a very long time. So for your great great grandchildren that could be listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom that you'd want to pass on to them? Or like, what would you want them to know?
Well, all I can say is there is no replacement for hard work. You work hard, you can achieve whatever you want to. That's what you see from people who have come up from the streets all the way to become very successful people. That's what you can learn from people like Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft, who was a high school dropout, right? He had opportunity to study at MIT, but he dropped out. College dropout. Then similarly, Mark Zuckerberg, who founded Facebook, he dropped out of Harvard and built his, because he had a dream, he had a vision. So always follow your heart. If your heart says, oh, you should be doing this, you should just do that. Don't get influenced by other people saying, oh, you shouldn't be playing basketball because you're not good at it. Either you immerse yourself in that so much that you become good, or you realize that, okay, this is a very competitive thing. Maybe there are better things for me to do. And then take up that as a challenge and be successful. And don't give up. Work hard and never give up. Never quit on anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the last question. Oh, okay, yeah, tell me a little bit more about yourself. When and where were you born and all that?
Oh, so I was born in 1972 in one of India's most populated cities, Calcutta.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern part of India. And I was born in October time.
26th.
And that's right? Yes. And that's a very holy month in for Hindus, because that's the time when you have Diwali, New Year's, all those things. So it was good to be born at that time, because every time my birthday is around Diwali time.
Mm-hmm.
My childhood memories are pretty good, because I lived in Calcutta, and then I went to Bikaner, lived for 7 years with my grandparents, right?
Yep.
When you live with grandparents, they love you so much. Then my chachas also used to live with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you had a good relationship with your chacha. I also had very good relationship with my chacha. They would take me on bike rides, make me sit on the bar and take me around on the motorcycle, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So very precious memories of childhood.
Okay, that's basically it.
Okay. Now what do you have to do with
it? Let's see. Okay, I ended it. Oh wait, no. Done. Yes.